This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. We'll finish the hour with some beautiful ballads. Cap Radio's jazz music director Gary Vercelli recently recorded this week's sound advice.
As I grow older, I seek more and more relaxation, especially in the music I select for Cap Radio's Excellence in Jazz, and we've got some nice relaxing ballads to listen to this morning.
Oh, that's great. You think it's age. I think it's the intensity of time, but whatever it is, I'm excited for this music.
We're going to start off with an Antonio Carlos Jobim composition done up by Bill Cunliffe's trio. This is called Teresa, My Love. It's like a warm jacuzzi for the ears, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like sunrise, but Bill Cunliffe, the pianist, oh, his fingers are just such a nice, light, lovely touch.
Yeah, he studied with the legendary Mary Lou Williams, and then he went on to get his master's degree, and he's a busy studio musician in Los Angeles, so he's a busy guy.
Say the name of that album again.
It's called Sunrise Over Molokai, and we heard Teresa, My Love.
Mm. Good start. Okay, where to next?
Well, there's a new documentary on Miles Davis. It played in San Francisco, and a lot of my friends were telling me they saw it in the movie theater, but it never came to Sacramento, but it's going to be running on most PBS stations on February 25th. It's called The Birth of the Cool, Miles Davis. And in the documentary, many musicians are interviewed, including Herbie Hancock, Marcus Miller, Jimmy Heath, and Carlos Santana.
Hmm.
It takes a lot of courage to play a ballad. You know, it's easy to hide with a bunch of notes all over the place. And look what I can do. Look what I can do. You know, like, okay. Most men are afraid to be vulnerable. That's what women love the best about a man.
There's so much romance, I think, in this film. I just watched the trailer, but there's a quote in there, Gary. One of the women artists says, I'm not going to give it all away, but she says, it's like the elevator door opens and you meet the vampire. And you knew you were going to die when you met him, but you didn't care. What a quote.
I think that sums up Miles Davis. And we've got a beautiful ballad here, It Never Entered My Mind, from Miles.
Thank you.
So the documentary film about Miles Davis, done by Stanley Nelson, is airing on PBS affiliates. I'm sure it'll be available across the country. And from the trailer, it really looks terrific.
Aaron. Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
You know, Dexter Gordon, famous tenor saxophonist, used to say that knowing the lyrics to a song is very important. And I think Miles knew that, too, that you're singing through your horn. So it's nice to know the lyrics.
There's a little bit of conversation about his personality off stage or out of music, and then how he just settled in and soared and was so beautiful when he played and as he plays.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. The music that we heard, the clip we heard, was It Never Entered My Mind?
Yes.
Okay. I'm talking with Gary Vercelli. He has this week's jazz sound advice for us. Where to next?
Up next, we have the preeminent tenor saxophonist on the jazz scene today. His name is Eric Alexander, and usually his music is pretty aggressive, but in his new album, he's backed by a 13-piece string section.
Mm.
Yeah, I think they even have some French horn on some of the arrangements, so he's settled in and mellowed down here.
If you know the thrill is gone, you're listening for what happens there to the melody, and the touch is so interesting. If you don't know it, it comes at you as what sounds like just an original, really beautiful piece.
Too. Mm-hmm. Yes. Very warm, lyrical music.
Yeah.
Very melodic.
All right. We have time for one more.
This is by Jay Sinnott. He's a drummer. He's a real busy man. For 30 years, he's hosted a popular program back east at WHRV in Norfolk, Virginia. I guess he's the jazz music director there. And he's had 16 albums out over the years, so he surrounds himself with great talent. And here's a beautiful ballad from Jay's new album, Just When You Thought. This is called Waiting. Yeah, that's Jay Sinnott and company with Alan Farnham on piano and tenor sax giant Ralph Bowen. Jay wrote all the music on this album, mm-hmm. and that's a beautiful ballad called Waiting.
And just as a review of what we heard before, say again the Eric Alexander piece.
Yeah, The Thrill Is Gone, the old ballad from the album, brand new album called Eric Alexander with Strings.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
My pleasure.
Stay in your relaxation mode. Seems to be good for all of us.
Indeed.
And you can find more about Gary Vercelli's selections at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for this week. I'm Beth Ruriak with producers Helen Barrington and Kyle McKinnon and assistant producer Cynthia Lopez. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineers are Antonio Munez and Anthony Van Hook. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. Enjoy the music. Thanks for joining us.